The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A group of taxi drivers in Dublin have come together to create their own app. So this is in response to the big taxi firms and the bills they oppose on drivers. For people who don't know, there's people out there who never use taxis or they don't use these big platforms. Freenow is the big one. Freenow doesn't provide taxis. It's just a digital platform. So the taxi drivers or taxi firms sign up to Freenow and then you book them through Freenow and they take a commission on each booking. It's how it works, but there are issues people have with it, drivers in particular, on the level of commission. So that's where Kamal Gill and Lar Kelly have come in. Hola Taxi is the name of their firm, and they are both with me now. Gentlemen, you're very welcome to the show. Lar, for those not familiar with Hola, tell me about it.
It came as an idea from Kamal at first, because drivers are just getting a little bit fed up with the high percentages and the high cost of taking work off these apps. So Kamal came up with this idea of reducing that cost. I got involved and we discussed it a little bit further and basically cleaned the platform of all the different things that was on it. We set it off at a euro per job for the driver. And in terms of a customer, they make the saving as well. Now, the driver's actually coming down from 15%, maybe sometimes 20% on certain jobs, down to a euro flat a job. Now, the customer actually saves on this as well because there's no hidden costs, there's no priority booking fees, there's no tech fees. We want to provide the Irish consumer and driver with a fairer system that the driver makes a little bit extra money and the customer saves by using our service as well. And so, that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah, so most people, again, even people who use Freenow, I guess they don't stop and think too deeply about how it works. And that you've just explained how it works. It's a percentage commission. Your business model is a bit different. It's just a flat fee. Wherever you're going, it's a 1 euro flat fee. Is that it?
Yeah, that's basically it. And then, as I say, if the customer books, there's no tech fees on top of that. So say, for argument's sake, the fare is 20 euros. Sometimes that tech fee can go from anywhere from 150 to 3 extra. So, and even up as far as 5 sometimes. So there's none of that hidden cost. So the meter fare that you see is the meter fare you pay. Whether it's done by card, if you want to pay by card, yeah, we have that system already there. So people sort of sign up to it. They can register their card with it. They can tap and go if they wish. So it's just trying to introduce a fairer system for everybody. And so it's a win-win, really, for the driver on one side, and the customer is saving the price of a pint.
Well, so you say win-win. I guess there's three parties, though. There's the driver, there's the customer, and then there's the platform, Ola itself. Is it win-win-win? I mean, is there a business in it? Someone from Freenow might say, listen, we have to charge all this to try and make ends meet.
Yeah, there is a business because we want to keep the app itself as a platform as cheaply as possible. So we don't add in all the algorithms within it. That's a higher cost on the servers. It's just a plain, simple app that is very easy to use for both driver and customer. And we want to keep that cost down. Now, we're also allowing drivers to come in here and if they want to become shareholders, that's their choice. So at the end of it, if any of that has to change, we have to go back to the shareholders, the drivers, and say, look, lads, the euro is now going to be 120 or it's going to be 150 or something like that. That's if that demographic changes. But if it doesn't change, it stays at a euro.
Kamal, as I say, is with us as well. So, Kamal, whenever we talk about taxis, people text in and they give out. It's the nature of the business, I guess. But one thing they do like about Freenow, users like about it, is that they know who their driver is. They say this gives them a bit of security. Particularly, you'll hear, you know, women maybe going home on their own late at night. They say, at least I know exactly who is driving the car, so it's traceable. And there's a sense of security I get in that. Does that exist on Ola?
It is a misconception that this is actually the power of the taxi drivers. It doesn't matter which app it is. The driver has to be a GARDA certified driver. The driver has to be approved by the National Transport Authority. He has to be vetted. And the same process goes with Ola, no matter which app it is. the drivers have to be vetted. So there is no point where the people have to doubt about it. Every driver, and it's the same on the app as well. When you place a ride on the app, you get the driver's picture, you get the driver's details.
All of those things that make people feel more secure on one app, they exist on yours. You'll know in advance who the driver is going to be. You can see their name, you can see their registration Absolutely. Details. And as you say, I mean, to get that license, they have to be vetted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Kieran, that's all done by the NTA.
Yeah.
So even a driver coming into us or going in to any app company or radio-based company, whatever it be, he has to show all of those details. And then they have to upload them onto their system. If they don't do it, or if we don't do it, we can actually be fined by the NTA.
And how reliable are is the technology? You know, it was one of the other complaints that people make about some of the other platforms that you hear is, you know, a version of the ghost buses, the ghost taxi. You know, a booking cancels on you. That happens, or it turns up in the wrong place, and you've got to cancel one then to rebook another. This type of thing. Have you got similar issues with your technology, or how well is it all working?
It's all working fairly well, like, you know, and we'll only see more of those little tweak points where you get a bigger volume of people using it. You know, like eventually somewhere along the line, there's always a bug within an app and it might need to be tweaked because there's now, instead of 10 people using it, there's 1,000 people using it. So as we progress along this road, we will be tweaking it every time we see some kind of an issue. And that's if, Kieran, if the issue even arises. It may not. But like iPhone, when they change an iPhone, they use 500 people to check all the bugs within the app, within the iPhone or the new release of an iPhone. And the same goes for Android. So you don't really know until you actually get a massive volume of people using it that you see that there's a little bit of a tweak that needs to be done there. We'll automatically just get onto the developer, start that out, he recodes it, and then it's done within hours.
And also, I mean, even if there is, say, the location, I mean, it doesn't happen because we use the most precise locations, but there are options in the app itself where you can text the driver if you have moved to another location, say. First of all, there is a location which is shown to the driver. If you have moved the location, the driver sees it. And even though there is some miscommunication, you can still go into the app, send him a message through the app. You can call him through the app. So most of it is covered.
And how many drivers have you got signed up, Lar?
We have about 1,500 drivers.
Yeah, there's about 15 in Dublin. I was down in Galway 2 weekends ago, and I went to the rank there at Air Square, and great interest in it. And there's great interest in Cork. So we're actually after turning Galway on. We've turned Cork on. We've got Kilkenny on. We've got Waterford on. We've got Kildare on. We'll go into, I think we've got Meath as well. Come on.
Yes,
yeah, we have Meath as well. So as we see drivers coming in with an interest, we just switch their areas on.
All right. Well, Hola is the name of the app if people want to check it out. Lar and Kamal, thanks a million for joining us. Lar Kelly and Kamal Gill, who are both the two men behind the new app, taking on the big beasts of FreeNow, Uber and what have you. 087 1400 106. If you want to get in touch, if you've used it, if you've got an experience, do share. Kamal, Lar, thanks a million, guys.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.